This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The Election Commission has said that over 5 crore 22 lakh enumeration forms have been collected in poll-bound Bihar. So far, under the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise of electoral rolls, which is over 66% of the total enumeration forms. In a statement, the Commission said, over 7 crore 90 lakh enumeration forms were printed and nearly 98% forms, totaling 7 crore 71 lakh have already been distributed to the electors whose names were in the electoral roll as on 24th of last month. The poll body expressed hope that the exercise of collecting the enumeration forms could be completed well before the stipulated date of 25th of this month. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with SIR exercise in Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. We have a report.
While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, the bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll body's reply that Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship, the top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The apex court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. The top court agreed to urgently list the batch of pleas against the SIR in Bihar after several petitions claimed that the electoral roll revision exercise can arbitrarily and without due process disenfranchise lakhs of voters from electing their representatives. Shagun Chopra, News Desk.
According to the official sources, Election Commission is already taking Aadhaar as per page 16 of SIR. The electoral's photo identity card number is pre-printed on the enumeration forms given. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will reach Thiruvananthapuram today on a two-day visit to Kerala. He will address a meeting of BJP's ward committee office bearers from 7 revenue districts of the state. Mr. Shah will also inaugurate the party's new state headquarters at Thiruvananthapuram during the visit. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India is on the right path to becoming a trusted economy, a reliable partner in the global value chain and a stable anchor in a volatile world. Addressing the CII ITC Sustainability Awards function in New Delhi, the Vice President said the world at the moment is in turmoil and turbulence. He said global configurations show no signs of abating while supply chain disruption is taking place. The Vice President asserted that in this disturbed scenario, Bharat is a prominent voice. The Ministry of External Affairs has strongly criticised Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwat Mann over his remarks on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's foreign visits, calling them irresponsible and regrettable. Without naming Mann, the Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said they have seen some comments made by a high state authority about India's relations with friendly countries from the Global South. He said these remarks are irresponsible and regrettable and do not behove the state authority. In response to media queries regarding the comments, Mr. Jaiswal said, Government of India dissociates itself from such unwarranted comments that undermines India's ties with friendly countries. In Kerala, as part of a joint combat operation against Nipah, scientists from National Centre for Disease Control, NCDC, visited different places in Palakkad and Malappuram districts yesterday. The team led by NCDC Joint Director Pranay Verma visited different places in the districts. A fresh team of scientists from the National Institute of Virology, NIV Pune, is also expected to visit the Nipah-infected places in Palakkad and Malappuram. The team led by Dilip Patil will survey bats in the area. In Wimbledon tennis, 6th seed and 7-time champion Novak Djokovic will lock horns with top seed Jannik Sinner of Italy in men's singles semi-final in London this evening. In other last four class, 2nd seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will take on 5th seed Taylor Fritz of United States later tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.